Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Everything SEO. So first of all, I'm so excited to be back. I don't know if you noticed, but I definitely skipped last week. My daughter knocked over my mic, which means that I did not have a way to record. So now here we are with another mic and we are back at it. But today I want to talk about something that's important for both blogging and your main pages and is pretty simple to start implementing. Like it's something that you should go ahead and be doing. You don't need any kind of special tools to start doing and it can really, really help your SEO. Which, I mean, this is the whole goal of the show is to give you tips like this one that can help you improve your SEO. So today we're going to talk about internal linking. So internal linking or internal backlinking is when you're on one of your own pages. So whether that's a web page, a blog post, a sales page, anywhere that you, anything that you want indexed on Google or even just anywhere on your website, because internal linking is not just for SEO. It is also for user experience, but it's when you're on these pages and you link to another web page on your own website. So outgoing backlinks, those are to other websites. Internal backlinks are on your own website. So you're linking on your website to your website. And this is relatively simple, especially on our home pages, because when you have a button that links to your services page, that's an internal backlink. Your links page, your link in bio page that you have on your own website, those use internal links to take them to those pages. So all of those are examples of internal backlinking. Another good example is when you're writing a blog post and you're like, okay, this blog post would make sense to link to here because it shares a little bit more information about this topic. And you link to that other blog post. That's an internal backlink. So now that we kind of know what they are and we have this idea in our head and we can kind of picture it, let's talk about why it's important. I'm going to deviate a little bit and give you a little bit of how we use this in real life because, I mean, I've already touched on a little bit, but as an SEO, when I go and you say, let's do blog content, you hire me to your blogs, one of the first things we do is we're going to map out your content. Like, we're going to go ahead and plan it out for the next 3 months. The reason we do this is because all of this content is going to talk to each other. They all are going to have something in common, are going to be able to link to each other. Now, all 12 blog posts, that is the minimum package that we do over 3 months, all 12 blog posts may not talk to every single other blog post. Like, all 12 are not going to talk to all 12. But we're going to have batches of 4 that are going to talk directly to each other. And then while you're writing, you may find that because all of these concepts are all closely related, that you may be backlinking to more than you thought, or I'll be backlinking to more than I thought because they're all so closely related, which is the goal. That's why we take that step there, is because we want them to be together. When we do not plan our content out and we aren't working with the goal of making like all this stuff talk together, we're going to end up with orphan pages. And these orphan pages are pages that don't talk to anything else or link to anywhere else on your website. They're floating. They're just stranded. So if somebody lands on them from Google or from you dropping your link on Instagram or wherever, and they land on this page, and besides maybe your footer or your header, they have nowhere else to go. They're in your content. They're reading it. They're loving it, but they have nowhere else to go. They're not. You haven't linked any digital products. You haven't linked any of your other pages. You haven't linked, any of your blog posts that could give them more information, help them learn, really show yourself as an authority. And so they're going to leave. So that's kind of a little bit of, I can't remember the word right now, but
That's a little bit of background on how that works. And the reason I tell you is because that's going to kind of play into one of the most important reasons we do internal backlinking, which is actually two reasons, which is link equity and user experience. So remember when I was talking about those orphan pages? That is terrible user experience. If someone comes onto your site and they don't know what to do next, or they don't have any options on what to do next, they're going to leave. And one, that's bad for their user experience. And when it's bad for their user experience, Google can tell. Google can tell when someone comes onto your website and then leaves. They just dip. They're like, I'm not clicking through to anything else, so I'm going to go somewhere else. There's no reason for them to stay here. Google can see that. And normally it's reflected in your time on page. And I don't know if that's the exact term that Google uses in their analytics, but you can see that in your Google Analytics dashboard, your GA4. But typically this means that you have not provided any options, or maybe you've orphaned this page out here. Now, link equity. Link equity is the value given to a specific page, which is a link. And typically how you can raise this equity is by having other valuable pages link to it. But of course, this has to be relevant. So if you have like a bunch of blog posts on Pinterest, and then you go and do one on something completely else, like maybe the mindset behind being a business owner. So both of these might be under your umbrella of content. You know, you've got a lot of content on your website, but they don't seem like they have a direct relationship. You probably shouldn't link them, because there are going to be things that your Pinterest one links to and that your mindset one links to, but maybe these two specific posts don't need to talk to each other. Now, one of the ones that they talk to may talk to each other, but these two specific ones don't need to talk to each other. So you wouldn't want to do the link because it wouldn't give it the value. Or maybe the mindset one can link to Pinterest, or the Pinterest one can link to the mindset one, but maybe they don't need direct links back to each other because it just doesn't make sense. So you always want to think about that link placement too. I'll talk about that in a second. I'm kind of talking about it as we're going along, but I'm trying to break this down into as simple as terms as I can, because it can get very confusing, especially when you get into like, oh, well, this is not enough internal links, or this is too many internal links, because you can do too many. You don't need to be linking 24/7. Like, every sentence should not have an internal link. For example, a good rule of thumb is maybe once per paragraph have a backlink, or once per section have a backlink, like once per H2 section, once per H3 section, or maybe not even in the H3 section. And it's really going to also depend on what your current content looks like. Like, I have 50 blog posts on my website, so I have plenty of content to link to each other, to talk to each other. But if you only have, say you're just now starting a blog, you don't have a lot of content. So as your content is published, you're going to have to go back to your old content and add internal links to ones that make sense. But all of this internal linking gives those links equity, and it improves that value when used properly. So, you know, it's relevant. It actually provides value to the post you're internal linking it in, and it's not spammy. So you're not just kind of like throwing it in 24/7, because you only should have to link it once. You don't need to link it like 5 times in a post. And this link equity helps when your post ranks on Google. So let's start at the top of like how Google is going to crawl your page. So when we're going to do this in reference of a blog post. So Google is going to crawl your blog post. So you wrote a really good blog post. Maybe you've written a few before, but this is the first one that Google has crawled, and it's starting to do really well. Like, they crawled it and then it started ranking. So you're watching these rankings slowly go up. And as you're watching your rankings go up and you're watching these impressions go up and you're watching like your click-throughs are starting to increase, like you're starting to actually get some click-throughs to this post. And say after a month, you go back and you notice that a few of your other pages that you linked to in this post are starting to do well. So maybe you linked your services page at the bottom of your post in your call to action. You've noticed that your service page is starting to get some impressions and rank for some more related keywords, because that's a problem. As small business owners, when we have a small business, we have a very specific skill set or very specific audience that we're serving, and we don't have a very strong presence on Google unless this has been like your main
focus. So sometimes our services, it may be ranking, but it may be ranking for like weird terms or just very vague terms. And so if somebody had even clicked through it, they would have been like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to actually book, because it might not be what they're looking for. So you might find that your service page is now ranking for keywords that are actually relevant to your services, or it's just improving in ranking in general. Or maybe you link to a sales page to one of your sales, to one of the products that you launched in the past, and now your impressions are improving there. And then, you know, this is a blog post, you're going to have a couple of links. Say you link to one of your old blog posts, or maybe you link to three different blog posts, and maybe only two out of these three are indexed on Google, and maybe they weren't ranking, but they were at least indexed. Google was like, okay, I see that they exist, but Google maybe didn't find the value in it to put it on in their search rankings. So now that we have this original blog post that links to these three, and you're checking back in your analytics, and these three blog posts, all three of them are now indexed, including the one that was not originally indexed, and they're all starting to perform better. It's because that original blog post gave those links more equity, which improved their ranking and your ranking for the original post at the same time. Now, when you create any more blog posts surrounding this topic and you decide that, hey, I'm going to go back and add that backlink, not only is Google already going to trust you on this topic, so they're going to be like, okay, they're probably going to provide some valuable content, and now I want to rank them quicker. So that new blog post is going to rank quicker and show up quicker, but Google is going to trust your original blog post, that first one that we've gone back and we've added this internal backlink in. And next time it crawls it and it crawls through and it sees that you've backlinked to or internally linked to this new blog post that you did, it's going to give it more equity. And it's just going to improve the value and help increase those rankings. And if that blog post is doing well and continues to do well, it's going to improve the original post too, because you're going to improve how much Google trusts you in that topic. And that's why, like, when me and my clients work together, one of the things that we do is we have a 3-month report. And in that 3-month report, I'm going to report on your general SEO health and how your pages have improved in general, not just the blog post, since we started blogging, because it does help your entire website. But the same goes for adding blog links, like linking back to your blog, maybe not blog posts, but on your other pages, and making sure that you're saying, hey, if you want to go read it, it's here, because that can help with that link equity as well. But it's all just like a nice little map, and tells you, and essentially you're telling Google how to crawl and how your pages talk to each other and why it all makes sense. Because while Google has a really nice algorithm, it's not perfect. Sometimes you have to give it context clues, which is exactly what we're doing with internal backlinking. And one of the reasons I like this is because even if you're new to blogging, like, this is an easy strategy to start. And as your content grows and you get more used to doing internal linking and spotting like opportunities to add links in your blog post, then this process will become quicker. And then as one blog grows, it'll start helping the next blog grow. And as your blog grows, it'll start helping your web pages grow. And it all just talks and works together. So I know that was a lot, and it might have been a little bit confusing, but I'm hoping that it was clear enough for you to get an idea of how and what to start internally backlinking on your website. Now, this is a little bit different than outbound links and like backlinking to other websites, which you should be doing as well. But this is a completely free method of SEO and is something that you as a business owner do not have to outsource. You can do it yourself. But until next time, I can't wait to talk to you next week. I have some super exciting stuff coming up and I'm excited to share. And thank you all for listening. Talk soon. As always, I hope you are able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.